We are also proud to support the Wichita Wind Surge. Enjoy the game, and if you need an estimate for your roof, give us a call at 316-943-0600 or visit us at eatonroofing.com. Here for the life of your home.
You're listening to The Pulse with Pat Strothman on ESPN Wichita 92.3 FM.
Small town, big dreams, and a young boy the age of 15. Had a premonition his city would get seen. Now I'm winning, get sheen in the city of the home of our hero.
What's up, Wichita? Well, unfortunately, the Wichita Wind Surge cannot get the job done, but I will say it was a beautiful day at the ballpark today. If you didn't get a chance to be out here, unfortunate. The Wichita Wind Surge just so close to giving over that hump. A little bit of a slow start to this season, but things can certainly pick up. Welcome into the Pulse on Wichita Sports Leader, ESPN Wichita 92.3 FM. You can also catch us online at ESPNWichita.com. Tune in app on your smartphone. I had someone just drive on by and wave, so I figured I'd wave at them too. Thank you for listening there. I just got to wave at you. That was very cool. You can also find us on your favorite smart speaker. Tell it to tune into ESPN Wichita 92.3 FM or KKGQ. I'm Pat Strothman. Jack Johnson is producing. If you would like to be a part of the show, I guess you can. But, boy, do we have a very abbreviated version of the Pulse. 316-669-4996. That is the number of the call. You'll need that if you are interested in $30 worth of instant tickets, courtesy of the Kansas Lottery. That is 316-669-4996. If you just want to be a part of the show, you can text us at 316-247-0923. Of course, if you're just hopping in your vehicle and you're listening to us and you're driving, don't feel the need to text and drive. But if you do want to be a part of the show, 316-247-0923. We also have social media, Twitter/X, Instagram, Facebook, like and follow, all those different social media pages, please and thank you. Well, since we have such a shortened show, not much to really do, we normally have Dave Alesky from Inside the Crown, who joins us on Wednesdays at 3:25. I told him, hey, let me set up the show, we'll take a break, and then we'll get to him. So Dave Alesky is really the only thing that we have in store for you today, since it is such a weird show. It is very, very different. So we have Dave Alesky coming up here in just a little bit. Real quick, though, while I have your attention, if you haven't heard, let me tell you about our first ever ESPN Wichita Listener Golf Tournament. It's going to be a ton of fun coming up on Tuesday, June 4th in the morning, 7:30 is check-in. Also have another dedicated listener stopping by in the middle of the road. Don't do that. We don't want to cause any crashes. It's something to stop and wave. I know who that was, though. I recognize that individual. Good-looking individual over there. I know that for sure. Appreciate you waving. Yeah, if you're going to drive here on McLean, if you're going to wave, feel free. I'll wave back at you as best I possibly can. Back to the golf tournament, though. Tuesday, June 4th in the morning, 7:30 check-in, 9 o'clock is when the shotgun start time takes place, four-man scramble at beautiful Rolling Hills Country Club. Come out and join us for a day that's going to be filled with a bunch of fun. And I mean, there are some really cool things that are taking place behind the scenes that I can't wait to share once we get some more information. I can promise you, Topgolf, one of the cool things I can share with you, Topgolf is going to be out there, and there will be a very fun challenge, and it's all part of the morning fun before we officially kick things off at 9 o'clock. For just $92.30, you get a welcome bag, drink tickets, breakfast, lunch, golf in a cart, $92.30, roughly $370 for an entire team. And if you sign up this week. You have until Friday. It is coming up here in a couple days. You have until Friday to get signed up. Because when you do, each person that signs up, now until Friday, you will receive a pair of Wichita Wind Surge tickets to a game of your choosing. You heard that correctly. You get a free pair of tickets for signing up for our golf tournament. You have until the end of the week. If you don't get it done by Friday, then I can't count that. So if you need a little extra push to get signed up, there you go. That in itself is an incredible value. So get signed up today. Go to ESPNWichita.com. Sign yourself up, your team, and come join us for some fun. Tuesday, June 4th in the morning. Should be a great time. All right, let's break. When we come back, we'll be joined by David Leske of Inside the Crown. Let's give away some lottery tickets, though. Let's sneak these in. I don't want to forget about them. 316-669-4996. 316-669-4996. $30 worth of cash blitz, instant tickets, courtesy of the Kansas Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to enter. Keep the fun going when you become a Kansas Lottery Play On member. Join today by going to playonkansas.com and sign up. It is absolutely free to join. 316-669-4996. $30 worth of Kansas Lottery tickets. Call in now, 316-669-4996. Dave Leske, when we come back.
You're tuned into The Pulse on ESPN Wichita 92.3 FM.
Your health is too important to take chances with. Let the experts at CBD Plus USA help you find the right products for your needs. CBD Plus only stocks the highest quality brands like Highly Concentrated, known for their smooth blends like Uplifting, Focus, Euphoria, Daily, and Knockout. And don't miss Flower Fridays. Quarters 20% off, halves 30% off, and ounces 40% off. Visit today for weekly specials and all your Delta faves. Knowledge is power. Learn today at CBD Plus USA. Located at Woodlawn, north of K-96, Greenwich in K-96, and at 21st and Tyler.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. On that heavy shelf you hung yesterday. Turns out, you didn't use enough anchors. Wait, you didn't use any anchors? Now you've got an open floor plan. Trendy. And if you have the wrong home insurance, you could need a wall of money to fix this. So get home insurance with Allstate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Blake Davis with Davis Liquor Outlet.
And this is Brian Davis with another great special on Bacardi Silver 1.75 liters, only $19.99.
And Bud Family 30 packs, only $26.99.
Davis Liquor Outlet,
each store independently owned and operated.
Neighborhood locations with superstore pricing.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The 2024 NBA Play-In Tournament.
Is one or go home?
Cuts on the baseline, two to shoot. A 35-foot three to go. Ten. Amazing. Whoa. Amazing.
You got to win to get in. Let's get it.
Open left side three. It is good.
The Atlanta Hawks at the Chicago Bulls. Tonight at 9 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This got a Game 7 feel.
Presented by Indeed.
Wichita's home of the NBA. ESPN Wichita 92.3 FM.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be
having a great time.
Congratulations, Adam, winner of $30 worth of Kansas Lottery tickets. Appreciate you tuning in on this wonderful Wednesday afternoon. following a Wichita Wind Surge game. Didn't know if the game would get over. I joked with someone from the Wichita Wind Surge that the game would go 15 innings, and that was said in the fifth or sixth inning. And when we got to extras, I'm like, oh boy, this isn't good. And Dave Oleski's like, hey, so what's the latest? What are we going to do? I'm like, well, we'll just play it by ear. If we have to move you tomorrow, we'll move you tomorrow. But we get a chance to talk with our friend, David Oleski. He is made possible by our friends at CBD American Shaman Derby. If you're struggling with pain, anxiety, or sleep, explore the benefits of the highest quality hemp oil at CBD American Shaman Derby. Swing by to see Jeff and the gang at 200 North Baltimore. CBD American Shaman Derby. Life is better with the feather. Hello, Oleski. Didn't know if I'd be able to talk to you today or not, but I'm glad we have you on the show. Oleski, are you there? Okay, David Oleski. Jack, Oleski goes. Tell Jack to stop hanging up on me. I don't think it's that. I'm just going to say David Oleski has an old phone. Maybe that's what I'll say. I'll tell him to stop calling us from a rotary phone or something like that. He probably doesn't even know what a rotary phone is. And we could just be having some phone issues for that matter as well. That does happen from time to time. Those gremlins will pop up. All right, Dave Oleski's back. You know, maybe you shouldn't call from a rotary phone. Ever thought of that?
You guys call me, okay? Maybe you're using the rotary phone, and that's the only insult that I have. It's been a long day.
That's a great insult. You're a rotary phone. It's well, basically what Dave Oleski just pulled out there. Well, heck, the Kansas City Royals, they continue their dominance over the Chicago White Sox. So they're there for a little bit, didn't look all that great, but they end up claiming the game, courtesy of Salvador Perez, who hit a two-run bomb to allow the Royals to jump ahead. And your boy, Hunter Renfroe, was able to mash a ball as well. So how about that?
That was great. What's funny about Renfroe is I did not like the signing. I still don't like the signing. But I because of who I am and because of my personality, when there are days that my mentions are like, hey, the Royals won 11-1. And, yeah, but Hunter Renfroe went 0-3. Okay, dude. Calm it down. Let's go from you're at a 10. I need you at like a -4. So now all I want is, I mean, this is obviously good for the Royals, but I want Hunter Renfroe to succeed because I'm tired of hearing about it. And since his, I think he was 0-15 in his first four games, and I'm pretty sure he made an out, he made an out the next game to start. I think it was the first at bat, and that's when I called him Hunter Renfroe for 16. And then he immediately got a hit. And since that game, he's hitting really well. And that home run today, whew, did you hear the sound of that? Did you get to listen to that?
No, I didn't. Because I was listening to the Wichita Wind Surge over here because we're the home of the Wichita Wind Surge. So
I actually think that the home run happened after that game ended. So your excuses are, let's see, I'm going to
what, doing my job?
your excuses are basura. anyway, yeah, it was. It sounded, I mean, no pun intended for the White Sox starting pitcher, but it sounded like a cannon.
Okay, good to know. That's duly noted. I thought Salvador Perez was going to be on the IL for like 3 months. What happened?
He's Salvador Perez, man. When's the last time a Salvi injury has, well, I can tell you last time, but I'll ask you, I guess. When's the last time a Salvador Perez injury lasted as long as we thought it would? It's Tommy John. Yeah. I mean, what it is. I mean, I think this hurt his season last year, but it was a game against the Reds. It was mid-June. He was having another really good year. He got hit in the hand, remember? And it looks like, oh, that's broken. He's going to be out for, I don't know, what's the minimum, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever it is. And he's back like 3 days later. I mean, this is a man who is not made of human parts. So I don't know. I don't know what to think of him ever. He's just never going to break down, which is crazy because the way he was used, especially early in his career, he should be completely broken down. Maybe he's so big that it just takes a lot more than a little groin strain to keep him, but I don't know. I was surprised, a little surprised. I wasn't surprised he was in a lineup so much because, you know, they didn't put him on the IL. I was surprised he was catching. And that, yeah, I mean, the home run, obviously, biggest story, the impressive, the biggest, you know, got them the win. But him catching might be more impressive than the home run. 2 days, or 3 days, I guess, after, it looked like he couldn't walk. I mean, I've never seen him walk that gingerly. And 3 days later, he's catching a major league game. That's just crazy.
Brady Singer, your thoughts?
I'm worried. The feelers were up after his last start. He last started that big first inning against the Astros, the last game of that series, and gave up one run over five. A velocity was down. Just didn't look sharp. Kind of looked a lot like last year's Brady Singer. And, okay, well, he looked good his first two starts. Guys don't always have it. Whatever. Today, boy, really bad. It's funny to say really bad when you go five innings, give up two runs, and strike out five, but he was not good. He was the big-time beneficiary of I don't think this is hyperbolic to say, an all-time bad lineup in the White Sox. And I'm worried. The velocity was way down. One of the things, and I've already kind of started writing tomorrow's article, so this is a little – this is going to be in the paid section. So if you're listening and you're not a paid subscriber, here's a free preview. I get concerned about players who are doing new things when things go bad and they go away from the new things. And he only threw – now I'm blank. I can't remember now if it's 10 or 11 – 93 pitches, he only threw 10 or 11 four-seam fastballs, and the rest were sinker sliders and two changeups, which two changeups is negligible. I don't like seeing that because that ended up being, like, I think it was 10 fastballs and 11% is what it was. He's been throwing 19, 20% four-seam fastballs. And that doesn't seem like a huge difference. In one game, it could be nothing. It could absolutely be nothing, and that's the issue with small samples is anything can be nothing and anything can be something. But I'm concerned that the velocity is back down. We know that he ended up missing the last, I think it was like 3 weeks, 4 weeks with a back injury. I was hopeful that that was the reason that he had the velocity decrease, because when there's a reason for that, that is fixable generally, you feel good about it. Well, if that was the reason, then maybe he's hurt again. If that wasn't the reason, then we just don't know what the reason was. Could have been the weather. Could have been a lot of things. It wasn't, I mean, I think it was, I don't know what the temperature was there, but it was windy. Things, it wasn't an ideal condition to be on a mound standing still, you know? So we'll see, but I'm concerned.
David Lesky of Inside the Crown. He's brought to you by CBD America Shaman Derby. Do we just hit the reset button on Michael Garcia? What has resulted in his slump at this point?
Well, slumps start in innocuous ways. I mean, he was 2-for-2 in the first inning on, was that Thursday last week? I think it was Thursday. And everything looked good, and he hasn't had a hit since then. And, sometimes it's, the first 0-for-3, I hit the ball hard, had a great pitch against me. You know, okay, 0-for-3, no big deal. Next day you go 0-for-4. Well, hit the ball hard. I got out of my shoes a little bit on one swing. And then all of a sudden it becomes, okay, now he's, everything Ryan mentioned this on the broadcast, maybe it was Monday, talking about, well, now he is swinging at balls and taking strikes. And he's trying to pull everything. And he's just, he's in his head. I feel like he's in his head. I think today's doubleheader, I think, is kind of a bummer for the Royals. Not because they don't want to play two, but I have a hunch that the plan was to get Garcia a day off today and then the off day tomorrow and get 2 days off. With a doubleheader, it's hard to do that because you need your guys generally. So that we'll see. The lineup may be out for this second game right now. I don't know. I've been busy yammering with you, but
oh my gosh.
Sorry, just you're taking up my time. It's no big deal.
Sorry to interrupt.
Look, I'm a very busy man, okay? I take time for you because you're my friend But just know that it's a favor. No.
the truth reveals itself. All right.
If the lineup isn't out, I would not be surprised to see Garcia not in it tonight. Especially, too, I think Michael Massey is going to be back on Friday, and somebody's got to go down. I would, at this point, I think it's Nick Lawson. I'm wondering if it's Michael Garcia with the way things have gone. But either way, I think Nick Lawson might be headed down to the minors tonight, or I guess tomorrow. And so I'm going to guess they're going to give him a start before they send him out. So I'm guessing, again, I don't know if the lineup is out, but I'm guessing we'll see Lawson at third base in game two. But, yeah, it's bad for Garcia right now. He needs a reset.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything, in case you're wondering. I just went to Royals Twitter, and the only thing I see is final Royals 4, White Sox 2, 10 minutes ago. That's it. That's all I see.
That's a winner.
Yeah, that's good. All right, last one. Seth Lugo's brilliance. What has he been able to do to be so effective so far this year?
He's interesting because he's not striking guys out, which, I mean, you know, that's the quickest way to success, right? We can talk about pitching to contact, and the Royals broadcast does that ad nauseum sometimes, but striking a guy out is the best way to get an out, because it's when you strike somebody out, they cannot get a hit. When they put the ball in play, it can become a hit. And he's got like a 12.9% strikeout rate this season. But a couple things have worked for him. One, he's got two starts against the White Sox. That has helped mightily. And again, I don't say this to pile on them. They are, I think, all-time bad. So that helps. But he's a good pitcher. And I know that's really cliche to say he's a pitcher, not a thrower and all that, but he really is. He does a great job of locating. He does a great job of mixing. He does I think, a really good job of knowing the right pitch to get weak contact. And, again, weak contact can become a hit, and so you'd rather have the strikeout. But I feel like he just really understands the art of pitching, and that's been huge for him. The stuff, honestly, for the first couple of starts, his velocity was down a little bit. And bad on me, I didn't go back and look to see if his velocity was down early last year when he was starting for the first time with the Padres. So maybe he's just a guy who ramps up. And there's not a lot of data because he just started starting last season. He was a reliever for his whole career. So even if I look, it may not actually give an answer. But his velocity has been back up the last couple of starts. The curve is really good. Slider is really good. I don't see a reason why he wouldn't start getting some strikeouts. So, I mean, I'm really pleased with him. He's been excellent. And one thing that I can't remember if I wrote this or if I ended up taking it out because the article got too long, but one thing that I think is really interesting is he seems to intentionally go up and down with velocity on his fastball. I mean, you'll see one pitch 94, 95, the next pitch is 90. And so I think he changes speeds on his fastball intentionally. And that's something I've noticed Cole Reagan's doing this year, which he didn't do really last year. There was actually just a tweet the other day. The smallest difference between average fastball and max fastball velocity, and Cole Reagan was on that list, and I think it's going back to last season. And this year I've noticed, we're seeing the 94 from Cole Reagan, not 98. And it almost is like it adds an extra pitch or two to your repertoire. So even if if you're only throwing, let's say you feel good about your fastball, slider, and changeup today, if you're Cole Reagan, but you've got three different speeds on your fastball, well, your three pitches become five. And I wonder a little bit if that comes from Seth Lugo, which then makes me think, what kind of an impact is he having on the rest of the rotation? Because we see these meetings every day. I mean, they show them on television. Every time a starting pitcher comes out, the other four, I mean, it's like magnets. They flock to them, and they chat in the dugout, and it's great to watch. I mean, we obviously maybe we wouldn't be as interested in it if they were giving up six a night, but they're not. And I'm really curious what the impact of Seth Lugo is on the rest of the staff. And that may be something that we never get an answer on, maybe something that we don't get an answer on for 3 months. But I think it's there.
All right, Lesky, we got to run. Appreciate you for joining us here on a very shortened edition of The Pulse. So have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week, maybe even give you 5 minutes. Maybe that's what we'll do next week. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
I'm sure you are. All right, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Pat.
David Lesky with Inside the Crown, brought to you by CBD, American Shaman Derby. Always great to have Lesky on the show. Royals get the win 4-2. And now they get ready for game two in the doubleheader versus the White Sox. And I'm going to venture over that way to see if there is a lineup. There is no lineup as of right now. No big deal, though. No biggie whatsoever. Well, that does it for us. Appreciate you all for tuning in. I know it was a very shortened show, but we'll have a full show starting tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Hope you can join us then. For producer Jack Johnson, I'm Pat Strothman saying so long, Wichita. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Wichita's new sports leader, ESPN Wichita, 92.3 FM, KKGQ, Newton.
Twin Peaks is the best.